keep in touch with your current team, your new recruits, stuff like that, and you're just can't wait till July gets here. The gym's gonna open up a little bit more, and you can get in that gym and do some stuff as we get ready for August. Is right around the corner.
Yeah, it is. It feels like it's been almost years that we've been able to step foot in the gym and do anything, and you know, July 15th obviously can't come fast enough for us, and but yeah, it's been a lot of on the phone, staying in touch with players and current players and new recruits and even our sophomores that graduated, just trying to help them out and help them cope through everything as well. So, but yeah, we're excited to get things started and get things going here and hopefully be back ready to go August here.
One plus is the gymnasium floor got a chance to get finished a little sooner than expected. That gym floor looks awesome, doesn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, Darren and his crew, I can't say enough about them and what they do for not just the gym facilities, but our whole campus in general is just always immaculate, and it's one of the best selling points we have. But they did an awesome job in finding a group to come in and redo our floor, and it's unbelievable. I mean, to have our main gym and then our auxiliary gym painted the exact same way with the exact same lines, I mean, it's you know, it's going to be seamless for us for practice and game wise. No matter what gym we're in to practice and play and everything. So, yeah, it's beautiful.
Let's get the rundown of some new faces we're going to see. You during this whole time, making phone calls during the pandemic and trying to get new faces on campus, you've got some new young ladies for the team, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We've signed four so far. We've still got a few more spots to fill. The tough thing right now is, you know, several of these girls are internationals, and we're trying to figure out, you know, when they can get across and come in, but we do have a point guard coming in from Nigeria that we signed early on in the signing process back in January. 5'7" point guard, lefty that I'm really excited about. I'm working on all her stuff to get her over here. She should be a pretty dynamic player for us, and compliment, you know, Amaya that's coming back as a returner. So I think we'll be pretty solid there at the point guard position with those two young ladies being able to run our team and run our offense and help us out that way. You got another, you know, Spain's been good for us. Had a couple girls last year, have Carla returning for us this year, and then signed a freshman from Spain, a 5'6" guard, and then we have a transfer from a D2, NCAA D2, coming in, Mate Laura Garcia. She's a 6'1.5" forward that they'll be able to play multiple positions for us. Can play inside out and do a lot of things, and we'll bring some experience. Her school that she was at Concordia Portland, and unfortunately they had to close the doors after this spring. But it's a good pickup for us and brings length and size and a lot of good skills at the forward spot for us. And then we have another transfer from not too far away. She was at Colby last year. Girl from New Mexico, so Estrella Avalos. She's coming in from Colby Community College, where she played last year. 6'1", 6'2", forward as well. Really, really skilled. Gives us some added height and depth at that position, which, you know, losing McKenna and last year is going to be a big role, big shoes to fill, but feel that she can come in and help us right away. So we're excited about those four. And like I said, we're looking to add, you know, about 2-3 others to complete this year's roster. Got a lot of good talent coming back and excited about this team and where we're headed.
Some of your sophomores, I'm working with them. Were a few going to go on to four-year schools and try to play a little basketball still?
Yep. So we, McKenna Beaudette, she signed with South Dakota School of Mines, and then Paula Rosello, who was only here for a year. She was a transfer student from Spain. She signed with D2 Christian Brothers in Memphis, Tennessee. So those two signed. Working on Sydney still. Sydney Sanford, she's got some options that we're looking at, and Nikki Cross as well. Those two have yet to make commitments, but both of them have some different options that we're looking at, and just trying to figure out what the best situation for them is. So, but I've been staying in touch with both of them quite a bit.
And all going back to recruiting, you're still got a few more kids you'd like to get. Still looking a little bit, aren't you?
Yep, we are. Yeah, we are. We're looking to add, another guard that can play some, multiple positions for us, guard wing type, and then would like to add at least another forward and another post or two forwards to finish up this class. So that's what we're looking at right now. Have some things on the line, and just like everybody, I mean, with the COVID going on, a lot of people are worried about, are things going to start? Are they not going to start? I mean, they're watching college football and how things are going with them and the professional teams. And so there's been a lot of waiting, which has made it a very interesting year as far as recruiting this year for us. But we have some options that we're looking at and hopefully getting those things solidified here in the next couple weeks.
And I know you mentioned the other day, unfortunately, with everything going on, no camps or leagues this summer for you. But I know next summer when everything's going to hopefully be A-OK, you'll come back next summer. You'll have those again, won't you?
Oh, yeah, we will. We'll start getting those. I'll sit down with Coach Brando, and we'll start planning some dates and getting those back on the calendar and have that ready to go. We're excited about it. We're looking at some things for October and during the season, depending how things go and pan out with what we're able to do to have some camps and just maybe some single day stuff for the young kids in the area to come and do shooting camps and dribbling camps and different things that ideas that he has from where he's at and kind of some combination stuff of what we've done here in the past and just kind of combine that into some. Maybe some single day stuff in the month of October sometime. So we'll keep you updated on those things. But yeah, we'll definitely have camps next summer and get back at it like normal.